Good morning. Welcome to Christ for Us. This is Pastor Rolf Preuss. That portion of God's Word that we shall read and consider this morning, the Holy Spirit has caused to be recorded in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 12 and 13, where we read as follows in Jesus' name. Therefore, let him who thinks he stands take heed, lest he fall. No temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape, that you may be able to bear it. Let us pray. These are your words, Holy Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. If you were to die tonight, would you go to heaven? If you don't know the answer to that question, what is it that causes you to doubt? How do you expect to get to heaven? If you think that it depends on you, you're just trying to be humble when you doubt yourself. Humility is good. But if it is Jesus Christ Himself who has earned heaven for you, and if He has promised it to you as a free gift of His grace, then you shouldn't doubt that you are going to heaven. That would be doubting Jesus. We should doubt ourselves. We should never doubt God. If going to heaven depended on us, we could never be sure of our salvation. If, on the other hand, going to heaven depends on God's faithfulness to us, we can and should be sure we are going to heaven. A Christian can and should be sure of going to heaven. Yes, but couldn't I fall away someday? Isn't it possible for a Christian to fall away from grace, to deny Christ, to live in sin without repentance, and so to reject the saving faith and be lost forever? Isn't this possible? Yes, it is. Some teach the doctrine known as once saved, always saved. They claim that it is not possible for a Christian to fall away. There's a story about the Calvinist preacher from Scotland who was once asked by a dying man who had lost the faith how he could regain the certainty of salvation. Was there ever a time when you did believe the gospel? He asked the man. Why, yes, he replied, when I was a little boy. Then you have nothing to worry about, the minister replied, for once you believe, you can never be lost. But that's not true. Our text makes it plain that it is possible for a Christian to fall away. Therefore, let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall. The Bible not only says that it is possible to fall away from the faith, it also gives examples of people who did fall away. St. Paul mentions Hymenaeus and Alexander, who made shipwreck of the faith. 1 Timothy 1, verse 20. The parable Jesus told about the sower and the seed mentions those who believe for a while, but fall away when things become difficult for them. So the once saved, always saved doctrine is wrong. It is possible for a Christian to lose the faith and be lost. If a Christian can fall away, can a Christian nevertheless have confidence that he won't fall away? Can you be sure that you are going to go to heaven when you die? After all, we may believe today and deny the faith tomorrow. Can we be sure that we won't lose our faith? Within the historic funeral liturgy, the church has a prayer spoken by the minister at the graveside. It includes these words. Yet, O Lord God, most holy, O Lord, most mighty, O holy and most merciful Savior, deliver us not into the bitter pains of eternal death. Thou knowest, Lord, the secrets of our hearts. Shut not thy merciful ears to our prayers, but spare us, Lord, most holy, O God, most mighty, O holy and most merciful Savior, Thou most worthy judge eternal, suffer us not at our last hour for any pains of death to fall from thee. Is this the prayer of someone who thinks he might fall away from the faith? It sounds that way. Why else would we pray, suffer us not at our last hour for any pains of death to fall from thee? Well, we could fall away. We could. If our salvation depended on us, we surely would. But it doesn't depend on us. And our assurance of salvation does not depend on a doctrine of once saved, always saved, as if we could not fall away. Of course we could. That's why we pray. Not just this prayer, but the prayer that our Lord Himself has taught us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. It is unthinkable that God should ignore the prayer that He Himself has taught us to pray. It is impossible that God would teach us to ask for something that He refuses to give us. So we pray. We pray for God's faithfulness. We pray for what God has promised. That is what it means to pray, "Thy will be done." We want what He has promised, and He has promised His faithfulness. That is what we depend on, and that is what gives us the assurance of salvation. His faithfulness, not our own. When Peter said that even if the whole world denied Jesus, he would never deny Him, he wasn't speaking in faith. He was boasting about his own faithfulness. That is how to lose your salvation. As our text says, "Let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall." True faith is based on God's faithfulness, not on our own. As our text also says, "God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape that you may be able to bear it." God is faithful. He knows the common temptations that come our way. If you look at the various sins listed in the Word of God, the sins that led to the downfall of ancient Israel, you see the common temptations we face today as well. They lusted for what was evil. We face the same temptation because our nature is just like theirs. We love what is just plain wrong. We enjoy sinning. They fell into idolatry. We are constantly facing the temptation to love and serve the creation over the Creator. They committed sexual sins. Today it is those who promote chastity and condemn immorality who are ostracized by the socially respectable. Sexual immorality is considered a civil and social right. They put Christ to the test. Today Christ's work and His words are discarded within the church herself in favor of a shallow humanism. They complained against God. Today God is seen as existing for our comfort. God, as the heavenly aspirin tablet, is taken in doses sufficient to ward off life's troubles, and if it doesn't work, God is to blame. These are the things that brought ancient Israel to ruin. Saint Paul brought these matters to the attention of the church in Corinth because they were doing the same soul-destroying things. They weren't living Christian lives. They divided themselves into warring factions, ignored gross sexual immorality, denied basic teachings of the faith, and acted like a bunch of heathen. Paul warned them about losing what God had given to them. Paul warns us as well. The assurance of our salvation depends on God alone. First, it depends on what God did for us, and then it depends on what God does in us. It depends on what God did for us on the cross. Is there a sin for which Jesus did not shed His blood? Is there a debt we owe to God that He didn't pay? Is there anything at all lacking in Jesus' redemption of us sinners? No, no, and no. So there can be no doubt at all that Jesus has fully earned heaven for us. There is nothing at all that we need to do. Jesus has done it all for us. Second, our assurance of salvation depends on what God does in us, that is, on God keeping us in the faith. St. John said, "Greater is He who is in you than he who is in the world," 1 John 4:4. In other words, God the Holy Spirit is greater than the devil. God, who created faith in our hearts, is greater than the liar and murderer of souls who is bent on ripping it out. God can and will keep us in the faith in the same way that He called us to the faith by His gracious word and sacraments. God is faithful, and His faithfulness for us is given to us so that we have the assurance in us. Last week, we saw how Jesus warns us of false prophets who would destroy the faith. Lies coming into us from the outside are like a spiritual poison to the soul that slowly destroys the faith within us. But it is not only false teaching coming from the outside that can destroy our faith. It is also the sin on the inside that is fanned into flame by temptations of the devil. The devil is a great con artist. What makes a con artist successful is his ability to identify the common weaknesses of people. He preys on a person's vanity, greed, or pride. So when the con goes down, it succeeds largely because of the cooperation of the mark. When you are had, you have done it to yourself. We want honor because we are proud. We want riches because we are greedy. We want pleasure because we love ourselves first and most. All of this destroys faith. Faith is born in humility, poverty, and shame. Therefore, these are truly God's gifts. Yes, when God humbles you, He loves you, and He is protecting you from the evil one. When God takes away whatever idol you were trusting in, He loves you and is saving you from idolatry. When He brings you pain, He loves you. He is saving you from yourself. If we only knew how much God loved us, we can only look at the price He paid and wonder at the depth and riches of such a love, that the one against whom we sinned would pay for the sin, that the one whom we dismissed in our arrogance and sinful pride should come to us in humility and such deep condescension, that God would love us when we are the most unlovable, and not with a grudging or conditional love. He loved us with an almighty love. God cannot deny Himself. He is faithful. This is what we cling to when we face the guilt of our own sins. This is what we hold on to when we face testing and when we have failed the test. God is faithful. It is finished. As Jesus fully took our burden of sin and bore it, as Jesus fully faced the penalty of our death and removed it. Oh, we could fall away. There's no doubt about that. And we would fall away if it depended on us to the least degree. But God cannot lie. And He lives inside of us as surely as He has given to us His word of absolution. He lives in us to give us complete assurance of eternal life, just as He just with His life-giving body and blood in the Holy Supper. Yes, we can and should be sure that we are going to heaven. But we won't go there on our terms. We will go on God's terms as we receive in simple faith His faithful promise of everlasting life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. We thank you for being with us today on Christ for Us, a confessional Lutheran broadcast. We're happy to bring you these broadcasts every Sunday on this station. These broadcasts are sponsored by members of First Confessional Lutheran Parish. I'd like to invite you to visit the congregations of our parish. We have divine service on Sunday morning at 8 o'clock at First American Lutheran Church in Mayville, at 10:15 at Grace Lutheran Church in Crookston, and at 11:45 at First Evanger Lutheran Church in Fertile. If you'd like to know a little bit more about what we believe, teach, and confess, log on to christforus.org, christforus.org. Please tune in next Sunday for the next broadcast of Christ for Us.